But life's an adventure, isn't it? And just when you think you've got it kind of figured out, there's a new curve. There's a new level at which to experience it. That's what the soul journey is about. It's about realizing that in the day-to-day life, in the embodiment that we each have as our soul's journey through this realm, giving and receiving gifts and sharing lessons and growing, that all of it is part of this divine plan. And how we sometimes wish we could say, okay, this is what I want to unfold. Da, 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 da. And I'm really happy right now. Let's just keep it that way indefinitely. If that happened, you wouldn't be open to see what comes next, to receive the gifts that are yet to come to you on the path. You have to release to create the space for something new and wonderful to come in. The Master Wayshower, Jesus, in his life, he did not come down on a cloud separate from us, sing all the way through, and then go back up on the cloud. Thank heavens he didn't do that. Because his living example of coming in and being fully human while fully divine was the living example for us of who we are and what we are called to be to the best of our ability. He too wept with grief. He questioned. He got angry. But in the midst of all of it, just like with all of us, he had the choice to get caught up in all the outer drama or to step back within and connect with that divine presence that he called Papa, Abba, Father. And to have the living presence of Mama, Mother Mary, with him from before he took his first breath through every step of that journey and beyond, she was present. And around him, people who were on that soul journey of opening to. Is it any doubt that we sometimes struggle with our faith when the inner circle that walked with Jesus, heard him speak, saw him do healings, hear the beautiful teachings. The Sermon on the Mount is one of the most beautiful pieces ever written, filled with spiritual truth and presence of the divine in the midst of everything. The bottom line for that whole Sermon of the Mount is don't just judge by outer appearance. Look for the spiritual presence. He did that and calls all of us to do the same thing. This year, we're doing a book that's called Living in Gratitude. Because when you're in gratitude, you're connecting with that divine presence and noticing even the smallest blessings all around you. Because that presence is always and ever there. Sometimes easier to notice than others, but always and ever there. And the chapter for this month is equanimity. It's finding balance. This has been a week for me to practice. I always love it how I get the personal lab to go with whatever it is I'm talking about. Because this last week has had all kinds of ups and downs and dramas and people and issues. And thank heavens I had reread this chapter late last week, because it reminded me that it's not about what's going on, it's about what's going in. It's about what's within us. Are we being present to the moment with as much love and grace as we're capable of offering? Do we later look back and say, oh, I could have done that better? Yep. Our culture is really strong on guilt. But you know what? If you look back on something and say, oh, I could have done that better, I could have done that differently, that's not a moment to induce guilt. That's a moment to celebrate that your soul is opening up and seeing a higher way to look at something that you've experienced. And in that moment, you are transformed. And I believe an energy goes back to that moment and offers healing and transformation and love and peace to everyone involved. In spirit, there's no time and space, so how could we ever doubt that? The practice of equanimity is an experience of lacking nothing and accepting all things as they are. Remember when I first got to Al-Anon many, many years ago, I loved accept life on life's terms. That is such a wonderful place of peace to start in. Okay, this is where I am right now. I would choose something different. So what is the next step in that direction? And how in this moment, before I even take that step, let me look around and see where that divine presence is, so that as I step forward, I'm not doing it out of balance and out of kilter. Remember when we were kids and we did the teeter-totter? The outer world is like a constant teeter-totter. You feel this way and then something happens and it does this. And then it does this. And then you may be down and then the person jumps off that was on the other end. And then you have the excitement that happens when you're totally out of balance and you go flying. An inner balance, an inner sense of equanimity is what lies at the heart of centering prayer that I've spoken of a number of times and we're going to do a class on. And it's just taking 20 minutes twice a day to just be still. And if your brain starts going, don't get mad at it. Don't get upset about it, because then you're out of equanimity again. It's to go, okay, and have a mantra, a short mantra that brings you back to that sigh, that peace, that settling into the arms of the divine. And that sense of center, if we can hold on to that no matter what happens, we've always got that balance point. It's part of all of the world's spiritual traditions. I love that in this chapter she went through that in Buddhism, it's a state of neutrality without any ill will or hostility. That's equanimity. In the Jewish tradition, equanimity is the necessary foundation for all moral and spiritual development, centered in the divine. In Islam, equanimity is a peace that comes from total surrender and acceptance. In the Christian tradition, it's essential to carry out the virtues of gentleness, temperance, and charity. And Lao Tzu, the Taoist tradition that I love so much, simply called equanimity a way of living. And he said this, if you look to others for fulfillment, you will never be truly fulfilled. If your happiness depends on money, you will never be happy with yourself. Be content with what you have. Rejoice in the way things are. When you realize that nothing is lacking, the whole world belongs to you. The Old Testament Ecclesiastes has a beautiful passage in Ecclesiastes 3 that's, to everything there is a season. We lose our equanimity when we are unwilling to abide in the season in which we find ourselves. To be willing to be present exactly as life is the beginning of a deepening walk of faith and grace and love and peace. I always loved it when Jesus said, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." And when I first heard that, I thought, oh, that means all the riches, all the material things I need. And over the years, as I've grown and as I've studied, I realize having life abundantly is experiencing this realm at a depth of beingness, where you have that equanimity that allows you to be where you are in a given moment, knowing that the presence of the divine is there. Having it abundantly means you feel all of the things that are experienced in the world. This week, we are in grief that Cherie is no longer an embodied presence sitting right here, but we celebrate the beauty of her gifts and her soul that now fly free. And to feel those things is to embrace not only your soul and your spiritual self, it's to embrace your humanity. Jesus constantly said, be in this world, but not of this world. He didn't say leave it all behind. He said be in it. Be so present that you can be the presence. That's what we're all called to be. And he knew there would be times it would be challenging, so he promised something that's one of my favorite lines. The peace that passes all understanding. To be present, to be the presence, is to allow yourself to be gifted with a peace that passes all understanding, where you are willing to be present in this world right where you have been sent to be, right where your soul journey has brought you, but in a way that opens to let you be that presence of the divine for yourself and for others. The peace that passes all understanding. When I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't have to figure it all out. And that passage, the peace that passes all understanding, is one of the keys for me to being able to absolutely trust and embrace the mystery when I may not understand, but I realize I don't need to. All I need to do is be present and to love. May each of you be gifted with that peace that passes all understanding. May you live your lives abundantly and fully at every possible level of being, but in a way that reminds you, you are in this world, but you are also not of this world. You are an eternal spiritual being having an earthly experience for a divine reason. Open to be the expression of that divine reason. Each and every one of you is the face of God that all of us and the rest of the world need to see. Because when we see you, we know we're not alone. And the presence of the divine is made manifest in and through each and every one of us. Isn't it amazing that our souls chose to come here? That we have masters and way showers who can help guide us through it. And may Lao Tzu, and like Jesus taught us, equanimity, embracing the peace that passes all understanding, and love is what life is all about. It is the way to live the time, the place, the energy that is you, that is us. Let us pray. Sweet, sweet Spirit, abiding presence of the divine, in you we live and move and have our being. We each open in willingness this day to allow ourselves to become more consciously aware of our lives and its unfoldings. May we realize that each moment gives us a choice, a moment to embrace our humanity and our divinity together, expressing in and through and as us. And from this place, even when we are confused or distressed, we can remember that the divine presence is ever with us, and that the peace that passes all understanding will help us hold balance and center in such a way that we each become a radiant center of the Christ light, in filling us, overflowing the chalice of our hearts out into the world we are so blessed to share. For all of this, we give deep and abiding thanks. And so it is. Om, amen, and blessed be. Amen.